Before we continue further, I'd like to be ma'irer to inyonim. Yesterday we had learned Taisus es Sakasha and Rashi. Rashi also Gamliel holds that pusim agere aroyes. So Taisus asks, the mashma behedye beperkama de gitten dram Gamliel sovle de kusim gere yemesheng. The marshir get sheshnei eidov kusim. That he's marsher get that both Eidim are kusim, so kochus, they have to be eaten. So I had wanted to say yesterday that, could be Shitas Rashi is that Goyim are also kosher ladies. I'd like to correct myself. Be Emerson, it would seem in Gittin Daftesim at Beis, that is Shitas Rashi. There's a Hagos Oshri over there in Gittin that holds that goyim, which are trustworthy, are kosher la'idis, and there's no shash meshaker. But this is not a dichui antaisvis kasha, because Rashi, Daf Tesamet Bey, says that a goy is possible to be an aid and a get, because he's alav bar krisis. Rashi does not mention the chesoron that he's alav bar aidis, but he's alav bar krisis. So memela, so Taisvis says, I meira de keraya. That kusim are geri emes, because if they would be geri aroyes, they would be possible to get al kaponim, because they love bar krisus. One more ha'ore before we learn Taisvis and Daf Samach Beizam at Aleph, there's a very geshmake reshash. The Gemara says that one is permitted to rent a from an akum with a poches mishava pruta, because by an akum it is considered mummy. So the Rishash says, L'chayre hu adin lav davke by schiris, by all kinyonim involved by with a goy, one can make the kinyon with a poches mishove pruta, since by the mekabel, by the makne, it has a teiras mummy. So he wants to be poishit from this gemore, a hakire, a famous hakire, that the Mishnah Malach has. What will be the halacha if a person will be mekadesh a isha misukenes with isurei hano? The shail of the Mishnah Malach is, should we say, since legabi the isha, it is mutatev hano from it, since she's a misukenes, so legabi her it has a teiras moment. Or do you look legabi the mekadesh, legabi the kaine? So be'etzim, that is the chakira of the Mishnah Melech in Hilchis Kinyan Kesef. Does it have to have a Teres Kesef only by the Makne? Or does it also have to have a Teres Kesef mitzad the Koine? And the Rishash wants to be medayik from our sugya that the Gemara holds for Adova Poshet, since Apoches Mishava Pruta has a Teres Kesef legabi Akum, you could be soicha min Akum, even though legabi the koine, it does not have a teiras kesef. Now, let us just to refresh our memories, just let us learn Rashi again, and then we'll see Taisvis as a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. We had a memre of Rab Chiya bar Abba Omer Rab Yochanan, ben noyach nerag al poches mishove prute, veloinitein lehishove. Zogt Rashi, ben noyach nerag ala gezel. Ben noyach is nerag ala gezel, dihi mizayin mitzvahs, kedyama bedalot mises besanhedra. Va'oma azore shalem zui misosan. Period. Vashmi inon Rabbi Yochanan. So what is Rabbi Yochanan, being mechadish? I know that a goy that gazels is chayiv misa. Vashmina Rabbi Yochanan, da akum loy mochil afilu apoches mishova prute, vahavi gezel ledidhu. So the first Rashi is telling us that ben noyach nerag al poches, the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is al poches mishova prute, and Rashi learns pshat that it is speaking about that this goy stole from a goy. So since by a goy is not moichel on a poches mishove prutas a memele legabi goyim it has a teres gezel vahavi gezel leditu. So therefore that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. If legabi the nigzal it has a teres momen, so memele it has a teres gezel. And what is the second aloche leinitein leishove? The gabi Yisrael. So since we are speaking about that the nigzal was a goy. Since we are speaking about that the Nigzal was a goy, Leinitin Leishovin, the Gabi Yisrael Ksi Veheishiv Esagzeilev. loy niten lehishovet de gabi Yisrael ksiv veheishe besagzeila. Since we are speaking about a nigzal akum, so it says by Yisrael by a nigzal Yisrael ksiv veheishe besagzeila. So there's a din hashovet. Avol ba'akum loy ksiv hashovet. There's no din hashovet. Hilkach, therefore. Kivin sha'ovar nerag ve'inay mishalom. That is the hemshech of the memra of Rabbi Yochanan. That when you gazel from a goy, even though it's a pochus mafshava pruta, you nerag. And there's another choymer, if the nigzal is a goy, so there's no chiyev ve'heshev to a goy, so therefore, that is why he is nerag. Like this, when Rashi what Tabasai's give isn't like this, it'd be just like by a yid. A yid is not loike on the lav of gzeila because it's a lav anitik lese. So a goy wouldn't be nerag on the lav of gzeila either because it's also a lav anitik lese. Oh, but since there's no mitzvah vashove, hilkech kivin shove al nerag, ve'enay mishala. There's no chiyev to pay because there's no mitzvah vashove. So that is how Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see Tosfos. Ben noyach nerag al poches mishove prute, v'loi nitein lehishoven. Perish bekunteris, the gabi Yisrael ksiv, v'heishe v'sagzeila asher gozol. Avo ba'oivit kechovim, loi ksiv. It doesn't say v'heishe v'sagzeila tu agoy. Hilkach. Kivin sha'ovar nerag, v'einei mishalei. Mashme mitoich perushoi, tafilu begozal me'akum chayveiroi, loy mechayev ba'ashove. That's what Rashi is saying, that if a goy will gazel from another goy, loy mechayev ba'ashove. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about. V'loy yitochen loy mekay. So Tosfos is going to prove, that means the whole shakla v'taya v'toisvus is going to say nitazay. That if you gazel from a goy, there is a chiyev ashove. So al kolchoch, that what it says, in that what Rabbi Yochanan said, v'loy nitin lishoven, is for a different reason against, because he gazeled from a yid, and a yid is moichel pochas mishove prute, and that is why there's no din ashove. That is going to be the whole shakl of Italian Tosfos. Mashma mitoich perushi devil begozel meyakim chavei loy mechayev ba'ashove. And that is not true. V'lo yitochin loy mekeh. The oisa shita de peirik basra da'akum. From that sugya, there's a sugya in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. The boy lemedek, the gemara clears a shayla, the meshiche ba'akum koine. The gemara clears a shayla, is kinye meshiche koine by a goy, or is kinye meshiche not koine by a goy? So the gemara wants to bring a raya from Rabbi Yochanan, from this memre, that kinye meshiche is koine by a goy. Why? The einoi koine, because if we'll say that a goy does not have kinyan meshiche, amai nerag, so why do you kill the goy? Why do you kill the goy? So the Gemara brought down this memory, that if a goy steals a poches mishove prute is nerag, why is he nerag? I meshiche isn't koine by a goy. Is a raya that meshiche is koine by a goy. Now, the Gemara is very interesting. The Gemara is clearing a shayla of a goy as kinye meshiche, and the Gemara proves that he has kinyan meshiche because he's chayev misa if he gazled apochas mishove prute. How did the Gemara understand what's the loch if a goy wouldn't be chayev apochas mishove prute? He's only chayev on a shove prute. So how do you understand that a loch? It's also a iskishpal lochayra that meshiche is koine. So the Gemara, it seems, was mekasher, the shayla, if meshiche is koine by a goy, that since he's chayiv an apochis mishove prutas, I see meshiche is koine by a goy. If he wouldn't be chayiv an apochis mishove prutas, I would not see that meshiche is koine by a goy. So now, how do we understand the Gemara? So now he's going to explain the Gemara. The boy le meidak, the Meshicha ba'akum koine. The e einoi koine, if Meshicha would not be koine, am I nerek. Avol beho de nerag al shove prute. That what a goy is nerag al shove prute, le koshele. That the Gemara understood. The bedinu she yehorek. That we understand. Avol gavdu le koni be Meshicha. Ay, Meshicha isn't koine. Is kiven the havi momen choshuv. Since a pruta is a momen choshuv, so memele, so that's why a goy is chayiv and gezel pruta, even though Meshicha is not koin. Avol bepochis mishove pruta, but by a pochis mishove prute, the love momen who, that already it's not momen, by a yid, if the yid was an exil. Ube mishich en nami loikoni, and if we will assume that mishich is also not koine, amai nerak. So why is he nerak? That is pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to prove. The Gemara wanted to prove that a goy is koine b'mishich, and how could you prove it from that a goy is nerag when he stole a poches mishove pruta from a yid? So, and he stole a poches mishove pruta from a yid. So then, there's no chesor in momen legabi the nigzol. Va'af al pi kein the goy is chayiv, is a raya, so why is the goy chayiv? Because there's achnosis moment legabi the gazel. But if you'll say that Mashiach is not koine, so there's no achnosis moment, and there's no chesorin moment, so memela, why is the goy chayiv? To elaborate for 2 minutes, I'd like to tell the oilam over the chedushi horim, explains the Gemara Avodah Zarah as follows. There's a shaila in the Gemara, is Meshicha koine by a goy, or let's say it's Nageya Mekachememka, or is Kesef koine by a goy? We have the same shaila by a yid also. Aba al kaponim, is Meshicha koine or is Kesef koine? So the Chedush Yerim explains the yisod of the shaila is as follows. In every kinyan, 2 things occur. There's hoitzah v'achnose. Hoitzah mirshus makne, and achnose loshus koine. So these are 2 factors which occur with every kinyan. Now the shaila of the Gemara is, which is the iker chelik of the kinyan? The chelik hoitzah or the chelik achnose? So he says like this, if you hold the Iker is that Chelek Hoitzo, so then Kesef Koine. So then the one who's making the Maise Kinyan should be the Hamakne. He's the Makne that gets the money for the money that he gets, he's Makne to him. But the Iker of the Maise, the Iker Chelek of the Maise Kinyan is the Hoitzo, Mershusoy. So the Makne, he's making the Hoitzo, so the Iker should be to that he's Mekabel the Kesef. For the Kesef, he's Makne. If you hold the Iker of the Maise Kinyan is the Hachnose Lushuskoine, Memele, with the Hachnose, Vert automatically Hoitzo, so then the Iker Kinyan is Kinyan Meshich. Now, by Gzele, the Gazlan makes both. The Gazlan makes Saida Ha'itzor and Saida Hachnosa. That's the Chiddush of Gzele. But it's totally in this Chakira. That's Pshat in the Gemara. If the Iker of the Kinyan is the Ha'itzor, that's the Iker Chelik of the Kinyan, so Memele, so by a yid, if you stole a poches mishova prute, there's not called a choshev aitzos. It's not called there's a aitzos moment over here, because it's a poches mishova prute. So then the goy would be potter. If the iker of the kinyan is the hachnos elushusoy, so if that means mishich is koine, so therefore, even though mitzad ha'itzah, there wouldn't be chiyuv egzele, but there are chiyuv egzele mitzad ha'achnos. So the Gemara says, if a goy stole from a yid, that's a Taisus machich, that the goy stole from a yid, a poches mishova putin, the goy is chayiv mise. So we see from this that meshicha is koine. So there is the hachnosa l'rshus akuma yidei meshicha. So that is the sibbe why the goy is chayiv. But if you're saying meshicha is not koine by a goy, so hachnosa there wasn't, and they saw there also isn't because it's not a moment choshu. So the goy wouldn't be chayiv mise because there's no guess. So how you look at it, not mitzad doitzo and not mitzad dachnos. That's how Tosis learned the Gemara, and the Gemara is speaking about goizel mi Yisrael, poches mishav putin. Zok Tosis, but if we will say like Rashi, ve'i be goizel me akum ayri, if Rashi says that this memory is speaking about that he stole from a goy, so memelo, what raya do you have? That Mashiach is koine, im kein afilo be poches mishav aprute, momen choshevu lagabe Yaakov. Poches mishav aprute is called momen lagabe Yagoi, deloi mochel a poches mishav aprute. So memelo, what is the raya that Mashiach is koine, ubedinu sheyei horik, avagav deloi koni lei, kiven de choshev momen lagabe, kemoi shav aprute li Yisrael. Just like the Gemara could not bring a raya from every gezel on a shava pruta. There's no raya bechlal that Mashiach is koine. Could be Mashiach is not koine, but the chiyuv is mitzad oitzo mirshus nigzal. So by a goy, you always have oitzo mirshus nigzal. V'chol ha-gezloni de mechai v'yalakzeil avagav d'loi konilei. So the chiyuv is mitzad da hitzo mishus nikza. Avo mehod in nereg al gezel poches mishav aprut mi Yisrael's al kocho. The Gemara learned that it is speaking about that he stole from a Yisrael poches mishav aprut. Da yikshape ke de pirashti. So al kocho. So here you see that Mashiach is koine, because of Mashiach wouldn't be koine, since mitzad the lesser the itzah, there's no itzah, because it doesn't have a chshivas moment lagavi the nigzul. So if you say Mashiach isn't koine, the gazon also the guy wouldn't be chayiv for gzeile. So you see klar from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we are speaking about that he stole a poches mishav aprute mi Yisrael. How did the Gemara know that it is speaking about that he stole a shava pruta from Israel? Maybe it's speaking about the way Rashi says, and he stole a shava pruta, a pochus from a shava pruta from a goy. Umashm loy da ayri be goys lo mi Yisrael, mi diktoni, v'loy niten loy shavoin. What does v'loy niten loy shavoin mean? Kloymer, the einoy chayev laharzir. Why? Because the yid is moichel. That's pshat and v'lo nitan leishovim. That since Ayid is moichel on the poches mishov aprute, that's why he's not chayiv lahachsa. Obe goyiz lo meyakim oye chayiv kivin de kopit. V'lo ikeperish akuntris de potel be goyiz lo menahakim ushim leksivi beyashovim. So memele... So that's verkehrt. So Tosis found that Gemara in Avodah Zarah was steht punkt verkehrt wie Rashi. Number one, we see the Gemara in Avodah Zarah learned that this memra of Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about Goizel Me Yisrael. That's the whole sugya over there. And number two, how did the Gemara know that it's speaking about Goizel Me Yisrael? Because it says, and why is that? Because the Yisrael is Meichel and Apochus Mishav Prute. And if it would be speaking by a Goy, it would be Chayiv Bashov. But the Hanofen, the Gemara, Nitvi Rashi. Rashi says there's no Chayiv Bashov. Rashi says there's no Chayiv Bashov to a Goy. Rashi says there's no Chayiv Bashov to a Goy. And Taisu says it's Hanofen, the Gemara, that there is a Chayiv Bashov to a Goy. Period. Umishim kom lay bidarab menayloy mifta. Now Taisvis asked, it's still not poshut. What am I saying? I'm saying that what? That Al Kochach is speaking about a yid, because if it would be a goy, he'd be chayiv bashove. In fact, Taisvis, how could a goy be chayiv bashove? If he's chayiv mises, so he's part of a mashavol, so didn't have kom lay bidarab menay. זאת תייסס משמקום לי בדרבני לי מפתר דלוי שייך גבי עקו. זאת תייסס is the whole הלוכה of קום לי בדרבני does not apply by a goy. How do I know this? How do I see this? So that means that I from a Mishnah. That means if I learned this, I could say the law of Komleb the Rabbanei would apply by a goy also. But I have a Mishnah na goy zolamachol. The Mishnah says na goy zolamachol to notlu listing ksusoi by goy zolbasa. There it says that goy yeshirabas took away his ksus. So it says it does not belong to the goy. Mashmid the loikoni, the Gemara vaistois, that the goy that took away the ksus from the yid isn't koin, elo beyish. Umakminen belistemakum. So you see, so why isn't the goy koin the ksus? Als komle be der rabmen, eh? Zetmen von dort, that there's no din of komle be der rabmen, eh? So memel, if there's no din of komle, so now we're getting back. So if there's no din of komle b'darabnei, so why is he not chayev b'hashove? I'm going to have to say, it's speaking about it's gozal me Yisrael, and Yisrael is meichel, that's why he's part of me Yashove. V'oit, and then Taisva says, that afilu be Yisrael, you don't have to say that there's no din of kimle b'darabnei by a goy. If it's be'en, there's no din of kim lebe the rabbinei. Da filo be Yisrael, li have be'en, chayiv laharzer. Lemrini kim lebe the rabbinei, kedemucha beperik ben seire, gabi boba machteres. There's a whole sugi in Sanhedrin, if a boba machteres, you say, bedomim koninu, if he's koinu the dover hanigzel. He says, the poshet of shat and taisvis is, that the whole din of kim lebe the rabbinei is, there's no chayiv tashlumim on the person who's chayiv mise. But if the chayvitz is be'en, so that would is a chiyav ashova and yenim chayvitz, that doesn't fall into the category of kom lebe der rabbanei. So we're back to where we started. So memele, if it would be speaking about a goy would zicha bichay, if the nigzal was a goy, so the gazon would zicha bichayav ashova. There is a din, veheishiv by a goy that steals from a goy. And there's no din of kom lebe der rabbanei by a goy, or al kaponim when it's banned, there's no din kom lebe der rabbanei. So why does it say ve'ein ebiteiris ha'shove ve'ein he's not chayav ba'shove? So koch you have to say because it's speaking about a yid is meichel. So it's muchach from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah fakert from our Rashi. Yeah. Umishani. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah slugs up this ray. The Gemara says that could be Mishiche is not koine by a goy. If Mishiche is not koine by a goy and he stole a poches mishava pruta from a yid, so why is this goy chayit? There was no heitzah and there's no achnos. Eh? So the Gemara answers to hoda mechayiv misa mishum de mitzayel li Yisrael. So Bemison, the Gemara says klar over there, that's with the Masharah, that Taisvus did not have to bring this, or the Marimisode, Taisvus didn't have to bring the whole Arichas that it's speaking about a Yisrael, the Gemara says klar, it's speaking about a Yisrael, the Mitzayel li Yisrael, that's why he's chayiv. Taisvus wanted to prove that the Gemara is speaking about that. But this is Bemison, the Gemara said to klar, that it's speaking about that the Nigzal was a Yisrael. So what is Pshat the Mitzayel li Yisrael? What does that mean? Kloima shehu choshuv momen biyad akum. The ain't svar aloimishim tziroi bishum inyin she yischayev misa. So Taisvus learns tachsach mer, Taisvus says, what is Pshat the Gemara? That's could be Mashiach is taken, not koine. Why is he chayev? Why is he chayev misa? The Mitzayel Yisrael. So Taisa says, that would only was Mitzayel Yisrael, wouldn't be chayev misa. No. So Taisa says, he's chayev misa because it's choshev momen biyadakum. So, we have to know what kind of a kugel is this. That since it is a teiris momen by Aces Atzar to a yid, legabi something that has a teiris moment by a goy, for such a tzar the teira was mechayiv. Means tamas a tzar that doesn't have a teiris moment legabi anyone, so then the teira would be mechayiv for the tzar. But you were goyrim tzar to a yid by taking away something that has al kaponim legabi a goya teres moment. So memele and that the goy is chayev misa. Umay loy nitin leishoven. So the Gemara says, what shall loy nitin leishoven kloima? Kiven loy kanye be Mashiach. If you say Mashiach is not koinim, ken kolecha de isa shal yisroilus. What shall loy nitin leishoven? It's mamayni gaboch. It belongs to the yid. Deimishum de miyay, simnim de loy miyay. So what shall loy nitin leishoven? Meforesh einay betayres leishoven. Kloime, im och leish einay be'en. If it's ben, you zich a chayv to return as mamayni gaboch. Im och leish einay be'en, loy mechayv liten domov. Because he never became a gazla. Avol kozman shuben, vadei chayv lahachsa. Aber ein leforisch eine beteres a shovel in yin she yifte ba shavosoi mi mise kemoi Yisrael mi malkes ba have bekach nitik la esse. You shouldn't say pshat ein ei beteres a shovel. That means that it doesn't pater from mise. If that would be pshat, dim kein dochik bechinem la amida bi Yisrael o mishum de metzarine de luk mi begoizel mayakim, and it also be pshat eine beteres ha-shovim that it doesn't pater from Mises. So that's zichet na pshat in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Let's learn the Gemara weiter. Now we're going to go back to our Erev in the Kesugya. Gufe. Chatzeiroi shel oivet kechovim harei hu kedir shel behime. This was a memra of Rav Meir. Umuta lahachnis ulahoitzi min chotzer lebatim umim batim lechotzer vim yeish shom Yisrael echot oiser divrei Rabbi Meir. Now let us see how Rashi explains this paraisa. Chatzeirei shalako. Af al gab shestam chatzeirei psuchim lesoichan botei harvei. We sang Chatzeres Shel Akum, so we mean this Chatzer is similar to all other Chatzeres, which usually have many Batim Psuchim L'Soichem. Ein Rishus Akum Chaluke, the Rishus Akum is not considered Chaluke Lehi Choshev Rishus Kol Echad VeEchad Levadai, to consider it a separate Rishuyes. The diris akum loishma dire. Diris akum is loishma dire. So memele, so if you have a chotzer shel akum with 20 houses in it, so we don't consider that the houses and the chatzeres are different reshuyos. Like we consider by a yid, when you have 20 houses in a chotzer by a yid, so we say now I'll take it from the bayis to the chotzer, because the chotzer is considered a different rishus than the bayis, because of this chusay dire that the other yidin have in the chotzer. We say diris akum does not make the chotzer a different rishus than the bayis. So memele, if you have a chotzer shel akum, that means you have 20 houses and one chotzer. So, side all the 20 houses and the chotzer is considered one big rishus. And you're allowed to take out umuta lahachnis ulahoitzi min chotzer labatim and batim lechotzer. Now, what does that mean? If you have a chotzer with 20 goyish houses there, so what are you saying that you're allowed to take out of the houses, into the chotzer, from the chotzer, into the houses, who are you talking to the goyim? So Rashi says, no, the Rabbi Meir means as follows. The Yisrael she'enoi dor imohem. You have these 20 houses, where all them goyim are living in them, and you have a yid who is not living in this chotzer, she'nichnas le'echad min habatim b'shabbos. He entered one of these houses on Shabbos. So this Yisrael is muta lohoitzi min habatim l'chotzer. He's allowed to take out from the batim to the chotzer. V'lo'yhadi moitzi mirshus ha'miyuchedes la'akum zeh, it is not considered that this yid is taking out from a reshus hameyuchet to a reshus lekulam, because diris akum loishma dirim. So the Adira does not create that the Mekoymes are called different Rishuyes. This is, the Bayis is one Rishus, the Chotzer is different Rishuyes. The Diris Akum do not create a shame of Rishuyes Chalukais on the Chotzer and on the Bayis. So Mel, so it's considered one big Rishus, so Mel Ayid is allowed to take out from the Bayis to the Chotzer. That is the first halacha Rameya said. Then Rameya says a second halacha. V'im yesh shom Yisrael echod dor imohem. But what if in this chotzer shalakum, you have 21 houses there. 20 houses you have goyim living there. In the other house you have ayid living. V'im yesh shom Yisrael echod dor imohem. There's ayid living there. Oyser. So this Yid Asels, what's that, the Yid Asels? Oyser al kol Yisroel lohoitzi min abatem lochotzer, umneishu hi kechatzeiroi. That means if you have one Yid living there, so memele, so now another Yid will not be permitted to take out from a Goyisha house into the Chotzer, because the Chotzer has already Hashem a different Rishus than the house, because Diris Yisrael Shema Dire, so it is considered a different Rishus than the Rishus Abayis. So if you have one Yid living in the Chotzer, so then another Yid is not allowed to go into the Goyisha house on Eirich by the Goy and take out from the Goyisha house into the Chotzer, because now this Chotzer is considered a different Rishus than the Bayis, so he's taking Rishus Lishus. That is Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, La'olam einai oiser. If you have this case, that you have one Yid living in the Chotzer, he won't aser. And another Yid to take out from the Bota Ya'akim into the Chotzer. Achi yushnei Yisraelim oisrim ze'olze. Unless you have two Yidin living in this Chotzer and Goyim, so then they will aser. Zogt Rashi, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer Shishnei Yisraelim Dorim Bishnei Batim, they are living in two Batim, Ve'oisrim Ze Al Ze, then Rishus Ha'akum Chalukah Mehem. Then we say the Rishus Ha'akum is called the Rishus Chaluk. Ve'oisr Ha'akum Al Boteyem. So now the Akum will answer on them. I feel that they made an error between themselves, but the Akim is going to ask. V'hein oisrim al botei ha'akum elohitzi l'chotzer. And they'll also ask that a Yid will not be permitted to take out from the bias of the Akim into the chotzer. Doshavyu rabonon l'dires akum dire. Now l'chayre Rashi is saying why. Rashi could be saying two reasons. Number one, why the first halacha, why they will be also to take out from their houses into the chotzer. The shavu rabbonon lediris akum dire. That the rabbonon diris akum es Hashem dire ki de omar lael, like we said before. Now, a psychological problem. Where did we say before that diris akum shmo dire? Before we said loylam diris akum loyshmo dire. Bochab exerishem yilmid b'maisav kamiflagi. The Gemara said before that the diris akum loyshmo dire, and the whole reason you have to be seicha the rishus is shem yilmid b'maisav. And Rashi said we said before that diris akum shmo dire. Tachsimir Rashi means that if Chazal said you have to be soicha the rishus from the goy, so al kochach weiss doch ois that mit der Rabbonen there's a teures dire, because if it doesn't have a teures dire, how can you, what is there to be soicha? So al kochach, that is pshat, in the takon of schiris liegt al kochach, that dire is akum shmo dire. Aber bei Yisrael Yechidi lo yishavyu Rabbonu diris akum dire. A Yisrael Yechidi does never teures dire. So then he wouldn't answer al beisay shall Yisrael. V'loy Yisrael oyser al beisay shen chilek rishus ba'akum. So now in Yisod as Nasan Hamida, because there's no Musig of Chilul Rishus Lagabi Agoy. It's not called a different Rishus. A Chilul that a Yid doesn't Asa on him. That is the Machloikis, Rab Meir and Rab Elazar ben Yaakov. Oh my mouth. Now the Gemara goes back to this member, the first member of Rab Meir. Chatzei Rishal Akum Areyu Kedir Shal Beim. That what? In the safe it says if there's a Yid living there, Koma Rab Meir, the Yisrael Oyser al Beisoy Shalakum. So here it says that the Yid Asels al Beisoy Shalakum. That's all what it says. Avol akum, einay oyser al beisu shal Yisrael. Abo weiss doch ois afilu according to Rab Meir that is machmer by one yid, he's only machmer that the Yisrael asers al beisu shal akum, but the akum on aser al beisu shal Yisrael. Frag the Gemara, bo anant nan, we learned in the Mishnah, hador im ha'akum bechotzer, if a yid is living with a goy in a chotzer, Hareze oiser olov, so the goy assels on him. And from the bereise vaistois, if a yid is living with the goy in the chotzer, the yid assels on the goy shabais, but the goy does not asser on the yid. So the gemore loy kashe, ho de isay, ho de lesser. If the goy is not in the house, so then the goy will not asser on the yid. And that is pshat in the Bereise. The Yid will asser on the Goyish house. That means if an Eich will go into that house, a Yidish Eich will go into the Goyish house, he will not be permitted to take out from the house into the Chotzer. But the Goy, if he's not living there, will not asser on the Yid. That what it says in the Mishnah, that a Goy will asser on the Yid, is speaking about that the Goy is living there. If the Goy is living there, so Mamel then he'll asser on the Yid. Loi kasha, ho de isay, ho de lesay. So, let us just understand one thing before we go further. Now, the Baraisa is speaking about that, according to Rab Meir, if you have one goy and one yid living in a chotzer, so it says, so the yid assels on the goy. And it is speaking about that the goy is not living there. Because if the goy would be living there, so the goy would ask on the yid also. So it's speaking about that the yid asks on the goy when the goy is not living there. So l'cheirat is also speaking about that the yid is also not living there. Because l'cheirat, both of them are speaking about the same case. Because if the yid is there and the goy is not there, so it's not a difference between the yid and the goy. The goy will be there also as on the yid. So Kocheret is speaking about that the yid is not living there and the goy is not living there. And Ramey is telling us the goy when he doesn't live there does not aser on the yid. The yid when he doesn't live there asers on the goy. Frek the gemore umay kasova. I kasova dire beloy bailim shmo dire. If he holds that even though the Bailam are not there, it has a shame dire. So Mimela Filo Akam Naminitsa, so Filo the Goy is not there, it should also be also on the Yid to take out from his house, because dire beloy Bailam Shmodire. And midarabonon, lochaire dires Akam Shmodire. Veikasova dire beloy Bailam loy Shmodire, Afilo Yisrael Nami loy Litsa. So since it is speaking about that the Yid is not here either, so why does the Yid asa on the goy? And for the Gemara, loy lom kesova dire beloy bailem loy shma dire. That's be'emesin, it should nasa. Sai by Yid, sai by a goy. The Yisrael d'chi ise osa by a Yid. When the Yid is living in the chotzer. So since we say diras Yisrael shma dire when he's here, Eskilesa, Safilu, when the Yid is not here, goes Rubei Rabona. So they were Goyzer, or to when he is here. Akum, the Chi'isei, Akum, Afilu, when he's living there, is also, there's a deer is like a deer is behemoth. Not only me, the Rabona, and Al-Zeir, Shem, Yilmed, me, myself, they said, that Diris Akum Shmo Diris. So the whole Dire when he is here is only Al Gzeire. Is ki Yise Osa ki Lese Loi Osa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi Azoi. O de Lese La Akum Loi Osa. Vim yesham Yisrael acher oyser al beisoy shelakum vafilu lesel Yisrael. If the Yid is not living there, also will lasa. That is what Rameya said. The base Yisrael is oyser and the base akum. The base akum is not oyser and the base Yisrael. So Moses loylam ksav adire beloy baylim lavshim adire. The Yisrael dechi isay oser mishum dire. But a Yid. Since when he's living there, he's also Mishum Dir Dir, it's Yisrael Shmo Dir, it's Ki Lese, Gozo Rabbonu Mishum Ki Yise. Avol Akum, Dafila Ki Yise, Lav Shmo Dir, Elo Mishum Shem Yilma, Dez Lese, Loi Gozo. That is the Gemara. Frag the Gemara, Vohasnan, we learned in the Mishnah, so what are you telling me? You're telling me, Bekitzel, you're telling me that Rameya holds, that a goy, you're telling me that Rameya holds, that a goy that has a house in a chotzel, but is not living there now, his house will not asa. Frek de gemore vo hosnan aminiach es beisoy vo holach loy lishbois beiracheres. If someone left his house and he went for Shabbos to a different city, echod nochi, say the goy left the house, the echod Yisrael, say the Yid left the house, oyser, divrei Rab Meir. So you see, claw that Rab Meir holds that afilu when the goy is not here, he also asks. You just told me before, when the goy isn't here, he doesn't answer. Divrei Rab Meir. And for the Gemara, hosom the osi biyoyme. Let us see Rashi. The osi biyoyme, that where he said he went to Iracheres, sheolach lemokim korit. V'yovoi boi bayoyim, and I'm afraid that he'll come back in Shabbos. So there, v'yishoris luhu koidim sheyovoi, if you'll be matter before he comes, which meikir din is mutter, metaltli nami acher sheyovoi, v'loi maski adatayu. So therefore, if the goy went to a mokim korev, so there Chazal couldn't be matter, because we're afraid he might come back, and then when he comes back, Ozicher Aser, and the Yid won't chap what happened, so therefore, when he went to Mokim Korev, so a goy will always Aser. Al-Sushash, maybe he might come back in Shabbos. So Kochav, that what Rav Meir said before, that when a goy left, he doesn't Aser. So Kochav, that is speaking about that he went in a faraway place that he can't come back on Shabbos. Now, there are two things I don't understand in this Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Echad Nochi ve'echad Yisrael Oyser, v'holach loy lishbois be'ir acheres. So the Gemara says this is speaking about that it's the Osi b'yoyme could come back. It's speaking about that the place we went to is close and he can come back. Now this aloche applies by a goy. By a yid, we said before that a yid asels afilu is lesser because since when it's isat shmadira, so lesser they were goyza. So it's very modna how Rab Meir put these both echad nochi ve'echad Yisrael oyser in one kugel. L'chayre, they are speaking about two different cases. A Yisrael is oyser, afilu he went amokim rochek. And nochi is only oyser if he went amokim korev. And it's very sosum in the Mishnah. That I don't understand. Didn't find someone should be meirer it, but l'chayre it's very schwer. Then I looked in the Mishnah and Daf Pevo, and then I saw I don't understand something else. But this Baruch Hashem I found that Rabbi Kivege asked the Kasha. Rashi, the Mishnah and Daf Pevo, Madalef, this member of Rameir is a Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Aminiach, Beisei, Vaholach, Lishbei, Bispira, Cheres, Echad nochi bech Yisrael harei za oiser divrei rameya. So Rashi says, the dire boloi bailim, shmo dire. So Rashi says on Daf Peivov, okay, Rashi wanted to explain these two halachas. Asugid is a shverekait, we mentioned, talking about two different cases. So Rashi says, pshat in the Mishnah, that Rameyos dire beloi bailim shmo dire, so therefore, goyasos, aidasos, that's pshat in the Mishnah. So vakel, in the Loshna Mishnah is very good, but it's mamish vakel from Asugid. So I found Rabbi Kivegan, Daf Peivov, frekt af Rashi, Rashi said vakel from Asugid. But Al Kaponim, the Loshna Mishnah is very good over there. Zok de Gemara weiter. A new sugya. Omar of Yehuda Mashmu. We hear a machloikis between the Tanakame and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. If a goyil asa on one yid, or asa only if there's two patim. Omar Rav Yehuda Meshmul Haloche Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. V'Rav Huna Omar Minike Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. V'Rav Yochanan Omar Nogu Ha'om Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Zogt Rashi. Haloche Zogt Rashi. Oh no, I skipped the Lishna Achine. Lishna Achine Ochi Garsin. Now, the Lishna Achine is going on the Beraise. The Beraise said that according to Rab Meir, let us go back to the Beraisa. The Beraisa said, Chatzeir shloivet kechov mareyu kedir shol behemen. Mutalachni shalohitzi min chotzer labatim batim lechotzer. So that means if there's no yidin living in the chotzer, so a yid that's an oirech in the chotzer shalakim is allowed to take out from the bais to the chotzer. Vim yesh shom Yisrael echod oiser. If there's one yid living in this chotzer, so now he's going to aser on the beis ha'akum, and a yid that's an oirech by the beis ha'akum will not be able to take out from the bayis to the chotzer. That's how Rashi had learned till now. Now there's a lishna achine ochi gasine. Vim yeisham not Yisrael echod, Yisrael achel. What does that mean? Vim yeisham Yisrael achel, Shedol Yisroel im Yisroel Acher Bebayis Echot. That means if you have two families living in one house, Harei Zeho Akum Oiser Olov, then the Goy will Aser on the Yid. Why? The Hochi Shriach, the Bebayis, it's a Milsad Leishrich. Im Yeshom Yisrael Acher, but if there are two Yidin living in one house, so then already it's Shchiach. Then already it is Shchiach that they should live together with a Goy, even the Goy is Choshed on Shvichas Domim. So then the Goy will Aser on them. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, you need two Yidin in two houses, not two Yidin in one house. So that was their girsa. Lishnachin ochi gasin. Yesham Yisrael acher shedo Yisrael Yisrael acher bebeis echot. Harei zeho akum o Yisrael. Then the akum will aser on that house. Ochi shchich the daya. Verei shediktoni harei o kedir shal beheime bi Yisrael hado yechidi imai. Dolo shchich the daya. Vosa Rabbi Lezer lemeimer, and Rabbi Lezer says, no, I feel the two families in one house, in one room, is eichet gonish, but gonish. Ashi yudorim bishnei batim, o mishem hochi, so that's what it says. Meisvina le Rab Meir, so now the Gemara's kasha is gone, another kasha. Here it says in the Bereise, Rab Meir only asked if there's two families living there, two families in one house, but one family, the Goy does not ask on the Yid. And in our Mishnah it says that one family, the Goy also asks on the Yid. Ubi Yechidi lo Yosav Osnan. That's how they learn Pshat. Rashi Yevshaloi Mekay. Because if that was the Kashe, the Omishanina, what's the Techetz? Or the Isay, or the Lesser. The Kiv and the Belesay Mukminilos, if the Baraisa is speaking about that the Goy is not living there, Ki Yesham Yisrael Achadom Chaveir Bebais, my time also Rakum. So why does the Goy answer him? If we say, that's the Maskonus HaGemorah, that by Lesser Akum he doesn't answer, so what's the Chilik if there's one Yid living there, two Yid living there? Voide betesefte auch ich gassine, wim jesch schom Yisroel ache, zes ache takke, harei ze oiser, dat jid assels, wim neishu kech hatzeira, harei ze oiser, neishu kech hatzeira, dat is eftes, because it is chotzer, vi a joise baakum komo, maim neishu kech hatzeira, wo oito taime mishum shema yilmatu, haloche de dashine lo bepirke berab, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur said, Alochi Kabbalah Zeben Yaakov, one can darshan it berab. Rav Huna said, Minig. Minig means, Bepirke loy darshin. You don't make it off in the drosh. Avol eru yemerine lo, Beboli shoyl. Someone asks a shayla, listen, I'm one yid with a goy, what I have to do? Say, so tell, listen, to go on the next trod. Umando manogu, eru yinami loy merine. If he asks you, tell him, listen, be seicha from the guy. Avali of the, but if he didn't do anything, lay machin and be a die. You're not moich. These are these three sheetas. Omalei Abaye la Rav Yosef. Now Abaye, asked Rav Yosef a shayla. Kaimlon, we see in this shayla, how he passed and Abaye had no sfeikas whatsoever. Even though we just brought down a three-way machlekes. Kaimalon Mishnah Rabbeleza ben Yaakov Kavanok. We have a Kaimalon that we always paskin like Rabbeleza ben Yaakov. He said a little, but whatever he said was Noki. And another reason we should pass not Rabbeleza ben Yaakov, Omar Rav Yehuda Mishmul Alochik Rabbeleza ben Yaakov. So, that's no shy. We should pass not Rabbeleza ben Yaakov. So he asked his Rebbe, he asked Rabbi Yosef, I want to ask you a shayla. What if someone comes over to Abaye, and they'll ask Abaye, what's the din if there's one guy, one yid and one guy, they have to be seicher. And Rav Yosef is around. Am I permitted to answer the shaila? So what is the shayla over here? The shayla of Abaye was, since it's a psadova poshet, zog nisht ken greuser chedushim, zog nisht eigene chedushim, a psadova poshet. Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kavanoki, avido b'shmur said alochik, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so b'meile. I'm just, that's not called the hero. But the Rebbe shenit, Rebbe shenit chutzpe. So I'm the Rebbe dot, I'm afraying the Rebbe. That was Abaye's shayla to Rabbi Yosef. Omalei, he told them, afilu beyese bekutche boy minei merav chizde koshoni daravune beloyeri. He says, you think a poshet is, you're asking, is this a poshet a shayla? Are you allowed to paskin? He says, I'll tell you here, they came over to Rav Chizde. And they asked Rav Chizde, are you allowed to cook eggs together with kutach, and kutach has some milk? So what was the shayla's amaratz? The shayla, according to Rashi, if eggs is a, since eggs come from a chicken, they asked Rav Chizda a shayla. Rav Chizda says, a shayla, afregen de Rebbe, ich kenne spaskenen. So you see from Rav Chizda that even though the shayla was go poshet, aber kolzman de Rebbe is do, infinite of his alche shaylas. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, kein Mulam Bivam es Perika Chaylis Besoyfei Mishnis Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kabanoki Kloima Bim Koymes Muotin Muskar Bemishn Avol Noki Aloch Kemeis Bechol Moki. Number one. Number two. Vacham Mashmud Aloch Kemeis Mashmud the Pshita Lon the Hochi Hilchese Mal Ruye Talmud Bemokim Rabbi Kibun the Loi Tol Yebisvoret Mar Psanegin Isvoret Mil Sepshito Shori. I don't make chutzpah. Pshitaim, pshitaher. It's a chutzpah. So Rabbi Yosef told them that Rav Chizda never paskin beyeso, beyo, leoichlo, bekutach, sheyesh bein esyuvi, the cholver has a milk in it. The mils of pshito, bo minayme Rav Chizda imutar imoso, unasoy soyoy miskavnim yoyre bemokim rabboi, vloy oyri, shoni de ravune rabbi. So memeila, so you see that even dvorim pshutim meoid, they also didn't answer. That's a chutzpah. Zok toisus. The Rabbi Yochanan Omar Nogu Om Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We meseches tainis pek shloisha prokim meforish. What is these three halachas? Where the three lashonis? There's Halacha, there's minig and there's nogu. First, halacha da shinim bepirke, minhoge bepirke loy da shinim avaluye merine. Omando menogi, ruye nami loy merine, avaluyovdi loy mechinem bedai. So Taisus has like, so here we have a three-way machlokes. Vavel gav de bachol duchte kaimalon krabi yechne legabi shmul. So memela, so here shmul paskin da lochi krabalaz de ben yakib. Krabi yechne in paskin that what, that noagu krabalaz de ben yakib. So lochay rapi klole yapsak, we should paskin noagu. Va kaimalon kishmul dam aloche afilu bepilke dorishlo. Why? The kaim alone, because we have other guidelines. Halachic divra meikel ba'erev, k'da posuk Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi le'el. So me'mele, so Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, the kaim alone kebose le'gabi Rabbi Yechen. So me'mele, so Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Rabbi Yechen, we pass Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. So according to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, we have to pass on like Shmuel. And one rai. Rai number two, v'afilu kebeyes be'kutcho choshvilei abaye. The Rabbi Yosef lohod Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. You see the Gemara, Abaye and Akasha, this is like Beis and Bekutcha. It's so poshut. So I says, here we pass on to Lezer ben Yaakov. The Rav and Nami Moidel Abaye, later we'll have a ride that Rav is also Moidel to Abaye that we pass on to Lezer ben Yaakov. Gabi Uvde, the Homon Baristik. This Homon Baristik was a goy. Or Homon, he was a goy. And he was a guy, and there were a few Yidin that lived together with him in a chotzer. And, he had to be masker reshus. So, they went to him, and he's an action. He's not going to be masker reshus. So it's bitter. What do you do? So, they couldn't find Diras also in the stomach. So what did they do? So they came and asked Hashaylem. So they paskin, they came to Abaye. So Abaye said, what did Abaye say? Abaye said, we should all be bevatel reshus to one. Let's say there was five yidin over there. So all of you should be bevatel to this one yid. So it's considered like one yid is living in the chotzer. One yid living in the chotzer, we paskin to Blazer ben Yaakov. So according to Blazer ben Yaakov, we won't ask. So that's a, so memela, we can avoid the schiras from the goy by making that just one yid is living there. So that's what Abaye said. Rava did not hold of this because if you can make a zolcha dreidlich, you forget to make a ruvi chatzeres in a chotz. So Rava tzich gedungen abo, not in the etzim zach. So weist doch is that, and the etzim zach would also been moide, that that would be a way to avoid the problem. No, he had a zayte kehore. So you see from Rava also that we paskin let Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. If we would paskin, if it would be Nagu, so Stamazay that the whole eight said doesn't make any sense. I mean, and if there's only one, yid living dead still, you're not allowed to do like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ilav mishim de bitla teira seira meisemovi. Yeah. So Lalach Yataisha says, in other words, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Oimari. The oisan Yisraelim hadorim yechidim bekrochem amulkofim choyme. Those Yidden who live yechidim bekrochem amulkofim choyme sheshla mechitzes gmureis, dalsi semnurus balaylo, shori letaltel bekulo beshabbes, kiven de leke Yisrael acher de osar alei. Since we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so these Yisraelim adorim yechidim bekrochem amakof mchayme, so they have no problems. So the Rosh seems to say that Taisus, what is Taisus telling us? That it's a problem. Oisim Yisraelim adorim yechidim. So you're talking about Yisraelim. So you have more than one family over here. The Dorim Yechidim. So the Goyim, they have no problems with the Goyim. But the Yidin alone is a problem. So the Rosh says something very interesting. Tais is speaking about something else. You had a Goyish Ishtot. And you had five Chatzeres to the Movli. There was one Chotzer that there were five Yidin living there, in that Chotzer. There was another Chotzer that all the rest of the Chatzeres, so they were pure Goyim. So now the Shaila is, what halacha does this have? So Taisa is saying, Amoyre de Kechidish.
So just in Stufe Mevois, like this would be a problem. If there would be, let's say there's 5 Chatzeres in the Mavui, and you'd have 2 Chatzeres that are Yidim, so Oisrim Zelze, so Memele, so then they'll have problems with the Goyim. So then they have to rent from the Goyim, the Schus in the Mavui. But if you only have 1 chotzer with Yidden. So in Stufe Mevois, you don't have Yidden Oisrim Zelze. So if you don't have Yidden Oisrim Zelze, so Memele, so the Goyim won't aser on them. So that is what Taisus is saying. So Taisus is saying La Loche, that the Goyim won't aser, that means if you don't have 2 chotzers, you only have 1 chotzer, so the Goyim won't aser on this chotzer. It's considered just like in Eruvei Chatzeres, if you have 1 Yid and the rest are Goyim, so the Goyim on us on the Yid, who are Dinish, two famous voice, if you have 1 Chotzer, so the Goyim and the other Chatzeres will not ask on the Yid. Ma'al Aruye b'mokim Rabbi, Oy Mari, Kolami Hayrois, Ki Goyim, what is it called, Ayro, Shebo Maisa Lefonov, Omoyre Lassis Kate. Avam Shayim le Talmud Aloche ke Divrei Mi, just asking him an abstract Shaila, Yocholoi Mekom HaShemet Baite, Bavach Lo Yoyre Al Maise Shebo. Afilu Bei Oso Bekutcho, so Rashi learned it speaking about a poshet egg, if you're allowed to cook an egg with milk. That Mavosh Baoruch, the lab bestam Beim Hayri, the Oysen Ein Tzrichen Heter, the Ein Lecho Amo Oret Shlo Yeda Shemuteres Becholo. You couldn't find such an Amo Oret that won't know that you're allowed to have eggs with milk. Now we're speaking about a different shalk. Shesheichet is Atan the Goylus. It's speaking about the Shechter Atan the Goylus. Umotza Bo Beim Gemurais. And they found eggs with the shells in the Atan the Goylus. That the loch is shemuta loichlam b'cholov. The din is you're allowed to eat these eggs with cholov. Could it sign your peck hammer the bay? So memele, that was the shayla b'yasa b'kutcha. Faktois vizim, toima, my muta loichlam b'cholov. Why is it takim muta? Good, there's a gemara bay that says that. Maishna mi bayas nevele, dos rina. A bayas nevele we asel, that means if let's say a person shechted a chicken. And it was nisnabel in the shrite. So now the chicken is an avela. So the bayim that were nigma that you find in the chicken are also the srinin afilu kamoya nimkeres b'shuk. Afilu the shell is as hard as all other eggs which are sold b'shuk. So you see that an egg in a chicken has dinim of the chicken. And if the chicken is a nevela, so the egg is also, so it's called like nevela. So why an egg in a chicken does not have a locha of bosa, a bite? That should be yosa b'chola. The tiritz b'aloch is doilus. Gabi iso nevela di'er aise, iso nevela, which is echmiru. Abo b'bosa reif b'chola v'drabona nikila. V'im toime im kein, mai afilu di kamrina afilu, so memelus is a psachilik. The kamrin afilu beyasa bekutcha, the oto mi poshit eter tvei mishar dvorim. If the whole reason the egg is mutter is because bosa ba'if becholov is only also mid rabbonon, haplukti, the lamandi of a bosa if becholov di reisa asura, midi da habe an the beyas nevela. So memele, so why is it a psaloche pshute? I'm read the lochi kama afilu, shafel pisha koloilum, noigim boy heta, bekama de bein, ami pshitele la shas de shorye, gabi odom arav bein, mitziyos, the nigmira de kamrina lamai, ilayma de shor lochla bacholov, hobe meima yasura, is it also, vatanya sher de satanagis, mashma de pshitele la vapoli grat. So memele, so, the gemara's kasha was it's poshet, because even though it's not, the yisod is not poshet, but it's longer than manshain, that it's mutter. He said a different chilek between abeis nevela and abeis oif. The abeis nevela chmira mishum de nevela davar ha'osahu. So the male they gave it a din of a davar osah. Avol bosa b'chol lo chmira d'chol chad v'chad b'apin nafshi shori. Since it's the yisod and oif is a davar ha'muter, only the taruf is ourselves, so they didn't want to put any dinim on the beye because basher u'shom it's coming from a davar ha'muter.